Welcome to Metro on KGNU. I'm Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm your host on the first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parents, looking at issues facing single parent families. Today, we are talking to Ellen Burns, and we're talking about the caucuses, which is March the 6th, tomorrow. Good afternoon, Ellen. Thank you for coming on my show today.
Good afternoon, Shakita. I'm pleased to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. Excited for caucus. We're ready.
So I want to ask for people who are a little confused, who may not know what caucuses are. So can you please give us the definition and kind of explain to us what is the caucus?
Right. So caucus is a chance for entire neighborhoods to come together, at least historically. And so that's how our precincts work now. And at caucus, first you'll have a large general meeting where different candidates will come through. So you'll get to hear different stump speeches up and down the ballot. And we have a record 57 candidates coming through Boulder County this year, 20 locally for local. That's incredible. And then, so then you'll break into your precincts, into your small groups. And it's there that the first thing that happens there is you determine the preference poll for governor. So that's what moves people forward on the governor ballot from Boulder County, first and foremost. So take your vote. Then, based on how your precinct is split, we will have 820 people coming to our county assembly on March 24th. And those people will come from caucus, and they're elected from there as well. The third important thing to do, and this is the important call to action, I think, is we will also elect precinct leaders at a caucus. And when you become a precinct leader, that puts you on the central committee, and it makes you the person who's in charge of organizing and leading and setting the agenda for your neighborhood and in contact with the party. So it's a great leadership role. It's an incredible opportunity. It puts your voice at the table. So those are the three big things that will happen at caucus: electing precinct leaders, preference poll, and delegates to assembly.
Why is it important to elect precinct leaders? Because how many precincts do we have in Boulder County?
235 precincts. We just got a new one 3 weeks ago because we're growing so fast.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And each precinct gets two precinct leaders. So that's 470 people to represent the voice of 110,000 registered Dems in Boulder County.
So that will be 470 leaders that represent the Democrats and Republicans?
No. So that's an important thing. Good point to bring it up. At caucus, the Democrats and Republicans caucus separately. So I'm the chair of the Democratic Party. So anyway, but they do split. So each have to go. And if I'll just do a public service announcement that unaffiliateds may attend but may not participate in caucus on either side. So if you're unaffiliated, you may not participate. Only registered Democrats registered as of January 8th or Republicans registered as of January 8th may participate in caucus. So anyway, we're back to our story. We were talking about 110,000 registered Democrats, and we'll have somewhere between 10 and 20% of those will show up tomorrow night and then create this leadership group of the precinct leaders.
And what exactly the precinct leaders do?
Wow. So in the big voting years, the even years, the precinct leaders then will be the party's hands into every neighborhood. And we're the only county that does a voter guide, and we do it in two languages. And the precinct leaders help distribute that. The precinct leaders help organize, get out the vote and door knocking. And so these precinct leaders are the heart and soul of reaching into all the various groups, communities, and neighborhoods in Boulder County.
That's very important, because with 235 precincts, it's important that you do have someone to get this information out to all the precincts, because 235 is a lot just for Boulder County.
Exactly right. We are one of the most influential counties in the state, if not the most influential.
Would you happen to know, how do we compare to Denver?
Size-wise?
Yes.
So we are less than this is interesting. Although we're less than half the size as a population, we get our credits or our delegates based on our voter turnout. And so we are the fourth greatest in terms of delegates that we put out, but we're the highest voter turnout in the state.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for Boulder County.
That's what precinct leaders and our incredible field groups and that's all volunteers making that happen. That's us.
And so for the caucus, let's talk about that. How is it ran? So is it ran by volunteers or are people getting paid to run the caucus?
No one in the Boulder County Democratic Party is paid. No one. Caucus is all volunteers. We've had an incredible team working to organize every aspect, every word. You're given a sheet. People tell you what to say, how to take the vote, how to count the vote. That's all volunteers who put that together. Every piece of printing is done. We pay for it. Funds we raise ourselves. And so please be nice to people at the super site locations.
Right.
We have 33. So it's all volunteers. Over 450 volunteers on March 6th alone are going to make caucus possible. That doesn't include everyone crunching the data and doing the work ahead of time. So it really is just people who are passionate, committed, and want to do the right thing for our community.
So the 33 locations, are they split between both parties?
Or? No. So we have 33 locations, and so I imagine the Republicans have things listed on their site. You can find your location on the Boulder County Democratic Party's website. You can also pre-register. So highly recommend that. But we have 33 locations split between all over the county. They're primarily in the St. Vrain Valley School District in Boulder Valley. We have a few fire stations that we had to use too.
So where can the other party that you would know of, is there another website?
The Republicans do have a website in Boulder County as well.
Okay. So whatever your party is, there are websites that you can get.
Correct.
Look up and look and see their locations as well.
Well, if you're Republican or Democrat, the unaffiliateds do not caucus. Mm. And I don't know what... independents, there's a couple independent running for commissioner or other in Congress, but I don't know. I don't think they have a caucus.
Okay. Do we anticipate that the unaffiliates will be in the caucus in the future?
I don't know. So for the first time, we're having unaffiliateds participate in the primary in June. That's the big difference, and that's the confusion. People don't realize that we're having unaffiliateds participate in the primary in June. That's a mail-in ballot, but not in the caucus, in the getting on the ballot process itself.
Okay. So let's recap. I know because we kind of went all over the place. I know, but just trying to make sure that there's, you know, that we have an understanding of what the caucus is. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about how important it is to attend the caucus if, you know, so it's a meeting place where people can talk about who we want to put on the ballot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And the vote that happens is just at the governor level at this point, though. But you can talk about and learn about multiple candidates.
Okay. And so right now it's just for the governor. And so that's what people come together. So what happened when you walk in there? In the caucus, what happens when you go in?
So hopefully it all works this way. But first of all, we are the first county to offer pre-registration from the the Republicans have pre-registration in every county. And for the Democrats, we're the only county offering it. If you plan to come, please pre-register, because that means you're going to either print something out or have your phone and there'll be people to scan it and you're in. So no more of the crazy lines that we had of 2016.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
So that's the first and biggest change. And then you come in and you'll go to the large session, probably in a gym or cafeteria at your school, and meet. And at 6:45, the meeting will begin. This is all from the Democrat side, but 6:45, the meeting will begin, and you'll start to hear the speeches from candidates. And then the super site, we call them super sites because there's multiple precincts at each one. And so the super site chair will speak, and we'll begin to give the rules, the details, what's going to happen next, and then you'll break out into your precincts and take your votes for the governor. It's a preference poll, and because we have 10 people running for governor, and there won't be that many on the ballot at the end of the day. So the preference poll, the precinct leader, and the seats at county assembly will be voted on there.
So you said it won't be that many at the end of the day. So what determines?
So that? In order to get on the ballot, you have to get a 30% threshold going through the assembly process. And so it starts at county, if for the governor, because it's a state race, it starts at the precinct level. That's the power of it. Then it goes to county assembly. And from county, we go to state. And that's the final, that sets the final state level ballot.
Okay. I get that. And we mm-hmm. and so since we only have 10 that are running for governor, how are they distributed as far as the locations?
Where are they from? There's a lot of neat background, actually. It's well, that's 10 on the Dem side. There's others on the Republican. So we have a lot of choice. It's one of the powerful things about Colorado and Boulder County in particular.
Our, so do we know how many that are running in all for the state?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I'll keep this non-political, Shakita, for
Thank
this.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Metro on KGNU. I'm Shakita Yabro, and I'm your host on the first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parents, looking at issues facing single parent families. And today we are talking about the caucuses with my guest, Ellen Burns, who is the chair of the Democratic Party.
In
Boulder County. And today, although we're talking nonpartisan, but she is with the Democrats, but we are talking solely about the process of caucus. And so why going to caucus? I know you guys have just tried to make this as easy as possible, like pre-registering, so you don't have the long lines. Why is it so important that people go to caucus?
Well, first, I think it's important because it is the place of grassroots, get to know your candidates, hear them, and really understand what they see the issues are, and versus maybe you or your neighbors, and are they aligned? In Boulder County, we have some of the most effective voters for getting what we need and want from our elected officials, because we do create a strong engagement at every level. So that's the first part of being at caucus. Second, it's getting back to our previous point. You get to have a say. You could either vote for your precinct leader or become the precinct leader. And then you know who's running your neighborhood from a policy. And this is the grassroots. This is your neighborhood. So when you want to have a point of contact, that's your person. So it's really creating the connections for the long-term, you know, communication between candidates and voting blocks.
So at the caucus, you can become a precinct leader?
Yes, that's where you become elected. We'll have two from every precinct, hopefully.
Wow. So that's how it can become very long, you know, throughout that process, learning about the candidates and electing precinct leaders.
Right.
And things like that.
Electing your delegate to, if you are really passionate and want to come to assembly, that is where we put our Boulder County candidates on our ballot. That's where we determine who's going to be on the ballot for the DA, who's going to be on the ballot for commissioner, who's going to be on the ballot for surveyor. Wait, those are uncontested, but surveyor, sheriff, county clerk and recorder, which is a contested race this time. All those are for us here in the county on March 24th.
And that's the assembly?
Yes, but you get to assembly by attending caucus.
Oh, mm-hmm. Smart. Okay. So why do you think that, and now, you know, this is called Victorious Single Parents. I do have to advocate for families and especially single parents, because that is an issue for a lot of single parents when it's one parent and you may not have someone else to drop off your kids to. Daycare closes at a certain time. You may have to work later. You know, the kids are ready to go home, eat dinner, and you may not, you know, you don't want to take them because they're screaming, crying, or whatever, and it's forever long. But now we have pre-registration, which is awesome. Are there any accommodations in the future to help families? Or it's for me, you know, like I said, a single mom, although my kids are older now. But for parents who may have several kids, two or three kids, are there any accommodations that you see in the future for kids or families that will attend these caucuses? Because it will be much easier if you know that there are some accommodations for you when you go to the caucus.
Exactly right. And it is a conversation that is ongoing. It's ongoing for our caucus, for our executive committee meetings, for our assemblies. We've got to figure out how to accommodate kids and families. First of all, I know you said maybe their kids are crying or hungry, but please bring the kids. And you're welcome to bring a snack or whatever entertainment, entertainment they need. Maybe not hula hoops and balls, but anyway, no. So the first thing is just acceptance from the community and population and being very clear, please bring your kids. Okay. So the other thing I want to remind people is statute. This caucus is a state statute. It's not a choice of how we're, it's not currently a choice of how we're doing this. And we agree that there's several groups who the caucus system makes it hard to reach into this part of our democracy. That's right in front. So I know, and you and I have talked about, is this an incremental change process or a larger change? So an incremental change would be figuring out ways to offer daycare or other services at the locations and being part of this, because they're in schools, it's complicated for what we can provide for daycare, but it's not impossible. But again, it's 100% self-funded, self-fundraised to a state requirement. And then, but on the, so that's the incremental. On the bigger change is, do we need to change what's required to have caucus on the first Tuesday of March? Could we change the statute to be, okay, we'll have caucus, but it's going to be a broader window. So we could have maybe weekends or some other time that was more available. Or do we want to be like most states and not have a caucus? So we have options, and each of those is going to take a passionate group who gets behind a ballot measure to change those and leadership to change even our party rules. But that's possible. Mm-hmm. And that would be the most inclusive.
And that could take a long time.
Depends how active we get. I mean, we could, there's still time to put a ballot measure on for this fall, for example. But the off year would probably be easier.
So what do you need from the community to do to make this happen? What do you need from the community, from families, from parents? What do you need us to do? Mm-hmm. That's the question. Because we could sit here and talk about what's not working or, you know, all of the disparities.
Right.
We could do that all day long, but what are the solutions? What do we need to do to make this happen?
So one thing that would be helpful, so one of the things that we're doing this year is really trying to get a baseline of who's coming to caucus versus we know, like from the work at the Community Foundation, what our community looks like. So we're actually taking measurements at from our precinct leaders to see what kind of, we're going to do some self-reporting on what kind of diversity do we have there so we can ask questions about single, and it's like, wait a minute, we know we have single parent households and we don't have any precinct leaders who are single parents. What's going on? Mm-hmm. So we're establishing a baseline, and then we're taking, but the problem is if we're not having groups show up, they won't even be, they're missing. So this conversation is really useful, first of all, to understand that there's a group who wants to be involved who isn't. So we need to understand that one. Two is I expect that we will have some leadership on the ballot measure question or on what to do about changing caucus. There's a lot of people who share this, wait, this is keeping too many groups out, not just single parents. That is not how we view ourselves as a party or as voters. Or our candidates know that those issues are there. So I think it's good to have this relationship that we understand, okay, and when we start to get these activated and need to have people knocking on doors and getting signatures to get the ballot measures, that's where we're going to need the help.
Okay. Okay. So that's what we need to do, and we need to get parents, single parents, to make a way to get out there and make a difference. I bring out, you know, these issues to, I have the opportunity to bring these issues to Boulder County and Denver through KGNU, but a lot of times I call them VSPers. These are my VSPers out here. I need you to, whatever your party is, whatever, you know, if you're unaffiliated, I'm sorry at this time. You can attend the caucuses, but you can't be, you can't participate. But if you are Democratic or if you're Republican, you can participate. If this is a something, an issue for you as a single parent or a parent who have several kids and you just feel like, I cannot go to that caucus with my kids, I choose not to. That's a chore. You know, I'm already dealing. I just went to work. I have this and that. I understand. Believe me, I do. I understand. But you can do it. You can make it happen. It needs to be known that you care, right? You need to show up. Am I right?
Well, you do need to show up, and I recognize the hurdle. So we have first Saturday of every month, we have coffee with the officers. And there's food provided. It's kid-friendly. So we move those locations in Boulder County. You can see them on our website where they are. So if you want to give input and you can't make it to caucus, you can speak with the officers directly. And that's a great way to get your voice heard. And if you have help to understand what kind of accommodations would be helpful that we haven't thought of, that would be great. Okay. So first Saturday of every month is coffee with the officers for us. Okay. Also, the executive committee of the Boulder County Democratic Party meets the second Wednesday of every month. And from 5:30 to 6:15, we have open community sharing engagement. It's a great time to talk and just see what's happening. So everyone's always welcome to those. Those are also on our calendar at bookwithems.org. And the third way that you can participate is we also work on a platform every year. We're just finished a cycle, but we'll be beginning another cycle in about May. Of the platform of what we stand for, and that's open to people to participate in. And the fourth way, if all those ways you're not hearing what you need to, you're always welcome to write to me directly at ellen@bookwithems.org.
Well, thank you for giving us this information. We need that because people need to know how to get involved and how to make a change. We need to start doing it and just stop talking about it and start making it happen. So, Ellen, before we go, I think I would like to talk about, well, I know I want to talk about the difference between the caucus and the primaries, because a lot of times people get that confused. So I do want to get that clarified. What's the difference between the caucus and the primary?
Right. So the caucus is the most local place where we just get our begin to get our candidates on the ballot, on the primary ballot. So how do we take 10 candidates and make it the top two or three that will be decided, Democrat or Republican? And those are still only done by party. So then in the primary, which happens in June, that is the mail-in ballot. So it takes a lot of the barriers to access away. And the winner of the primary is the one who will then face off against the Republican or Democratic candidate in the November elections.
Okay.
So caucus is just the first step to getting on the ballot. And the primary is when we decide who is going to be facing off across the party lines.
And that's why the caucus is important.
There you go.
Well, wow. That's some good information. We could talk about this for like 2 days. Seriously, the process of it, the changes, why it's important to get involved, especially at a time like this.
Yes, ma'am. This is it. Our candidates are showing it. It's exciting. And thank you very much for the chance to talk about it, because we could talk about it for days, but really, you're exactly right. We need to get the action. And we really appreciate this chance to engage with you and bring more people in.
Well, thank you, Ellen, for coming today. Boulder County, please show up at the caucuses tomorrow, March 6th. And they start at what time?
The Democrats, 6:45.
Okay, 6:45.
Registration, I mean, the doors open at 6.
Doors open at 6. You can register, look on whatever website, the party that you are affiliated with, and sign up. And the main thing is go to caucus. Thank you, Ellen. I appreciate your time this afternoon, and you are wonderful, and I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to Metro on KGNU. I've been your host, Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm your on first Monday of every month with my show, Victorious Single Parents. And you can find out more on my blog, victoriassingleparents.com.